92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy, the Salvation Army of Grand Haven, getting ready for the Red Kettle campaign. We have Major James Mungai in the studio, along with his wife, Penny. They were appointed to the Corps in June of 2024, and you came from Minnesota, correct?
Well, actually, we came from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Oshkosh.
Okay. Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You had worked in Minnesota prior to that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So you understand lake effect snow and cold weather.
Well,
to a point.
Hopefully not as much as I'm going to get here, but yes.
How long have you and Penny been a part of the Salvation Army?
We have been pastors and administrators this is our 39th year. We will complete 40 years in June of the next year. The Salvation Army is like Christianity with its sleeves rolled up. And I liked that. And that's what I do every day. So I prove my love for God by what I do every day, by rolling up my sleeves and getting to work to provide hope to those who are in hopeless situations.
And unfortunately, many are in hopeless situations right now in the Tri-Cities.
And unfortunately, it's growing. That need is growing.
So let's talk about that. It's bigger than it was last year, correct?
We doubled our people asking for help this last year. People doubled. And we foresee it even increasing from there. We served more people last year than we did the year before, and I'm afraid we're going to try to serve more this year than last year.
And this is helping people with utility bills, those kinds of
rent,
things.
Rent, utilities, food, counseling,
right?
All of that. We try to do our best. Mm-hmm. Last year, it cost, just to do the services for those that we helped, last year we spent over $157,500 just in financial assistance alone. And that was just from last fiscal year. Our fiscal year ended in September, so actually October we started a new one.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the people asking for help, I'm afraid that is going to increase as well.
Wow.
And so the ask is increasing, the donations are not.
Okay.
So it's not keeping up with the pace. So
right.
People are generous. They're generous. Oh, my word.
Oh, for
especially
sure.
Especially Grand Haven residents are so generous.
Mm-hmm.
But what they're giving is not keeping up with those who are finding themselves. And can I tell you, for the first time, people find themselves in a first-time situation. They've never had to ask for help before, ever. And now they find themselves, for the first time, asking for help.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming embarrassed. They're coming fretful. They don't know how to get into the system.
Right. They don't know.
They don't know.
And these are some people that have donated to you.
Exactly.
And now they're coming and asking for help.
And now they're coming to ask for help because they've burned through their savings.
Mm-hmm.
They burned through every bit of their income that they could. And now they find themselves, do I buy food for my family or do I pay the rent, or do I pay the mortgage, or do I have to keep the lights on? People are making some critical choices, and they're finding themselves in a situation where they're coming to us, and they're saying, I never thought that I would be in this position.
Wow, that says a lot.
Yeah.
It says a lot. And I know that, you know, we do have a homeless population in mm-hmm. in the Tri-Cities as well. There are people that live in their cars.
Right now, we take care of at least 19 families that we receive their mail. They can use our address
mm-hmm.
so that they can get benefits.
Right.
And so we actually collect 19, and they're all homeless. They're living in their cars with kids. There are 300 kids in this city who have been classified as homeless in this community. And so we have like 19 families that we are serving, helping out by getting their mail,
sure.
which gives them benefits, but they're still living in their car. They're still living couch to couch. They're living, and it's getting colder
mm-hmm.
and it's getting concerning.
It is. And I do want to say this, Major, that it becomes a vicious cycle. Like a lot of times people will say, well, just go get a job. Okay, well, first of all, If you've lost a job, you've lost your car, you've lost your home.
Mm-hmm.
You have You can't just go out and get a job. You have no place to shower. You don't have clean clothes. You don't have all the necessary things. There's a list of things that you have to have in order to get the ball rolling. And when that vicious cycle starts to happen, it happens really fast.
Exactly. It is like an avalanche.
Yes, it is.
Or a tsunami.
Yes.
And it just comes and it overwhelms you. And like you sit there and you're going, what do I do?
Exactly.
And, you know, there are some great agencies in this town.
Oh, for sure.
To come alongside and help. And Salvation Army, obviously, is one of them. And that's why I believe God has sent the Salvation Army here. Since 1922, mm-hmm. the Salvation Army has been here trying to help those who have been overwhelmed.
Right.
Overwhelmed. And it's getting worse as time goes on.
Wow. You have so much empathy. You really, really do. And you have to. You would have to have empathy to be in the position that you're in. You're getting ready to kick off the Red Kettle campaign at D&W.
Yes.
And what are you going to do when you kick this off? Will there be a band there? Because I know
you
play.
Yeah, I play brass. My wife plays jazz. We might play a couple of duets together.
Okay.
It's going to start on November 6th. The kickoff is November 6th at noon at D&W. It'll only last about 15 minutes tops. Just kind of officially kick it off this year. We're introducing something just at D&W on one side. It's a tip-tap machine. There are actually three little tip-tap machines on the kettle stand. One says $20, one says $10, and one says $5. What we have heard lately in the last few years, people pat their pockets, I don't carry change, I don't carry any money around.
Yep.
But this tip-tap system is you take your debit card or your smartphone or whatever, and you just tip or tap the amount that you want to donate, and it automatically will make that donation, and it's a secured location.
Awesome.
It's totally secured, but that's one of the ways we're trying to help people to give a donation to the
Army.
Sure. So, and that we're trying that for the first time at D&W this year. And so we're hoping that it goes well. If it does go well, you're going to see it all over next year.
Awesome.
But that is it. And then kettles begin in some locations.
Mm-hmm.
Kettles will begin on Saturday the 8th.
Wow.
And someone will say to every year, someone says, boy, you're out early this year.
I know.
Right?
You know?
Seriously. We have a goal this year of $119,500.
Okay.
We're only given 6 weeks to raise that money.
Right.
So November 8th might sound or might feel early, but truly the need is so great. And every penny counts.
It does.
I tell that to my wife every time.
It does.
Her name is Penny.
Oh.
But anyway,
but
right. So yeah,
oh, man.
That is why we're starting on the 8th in some locations.
Sure, sure.
We'll start on at Walmart on the 16th.
Okay.
We'll start at Walgreens on the 29th.
Okay.
So there are different starts. But if people want to go and if they want to ring bells for us, mm-hmm. which by the way, this year mm-hmm. we are going 100% volunteers.
Right,
and so. So that will help us because every dime, nickel, and penny
yep.
is going to go to direct service.
Yep.
Last year, we spent over $18,000 hiring people to stand at the locations because we didn't have enough volunteers.
Right, right.
We can't do that.
You can't do that
because
this year.
That was $18,000 I could have used for services.
Exactly. Exactly.
So we are asking for church groups and to school groups and to mom coffee nooks and everybody who can possibly give a 2-hour time slot to go onto our website. You can look up the locations that we have available and you can literally sign up for your day, your time slot.
Yep.
And it's just that easy.
And I was a bell ringer last year. I'll be ringing bells again this year. And I have to say, it's one of the best things I've ever done in my entire life.
It's fun.
It's fun. It restored my faith in my human fellow man. And when I would see college kids dig in their pockets for money or little kids come with a bag or somebody put a $50 bill in there.
Yeah.
And people say, thanking me for ringing the bell. No, thank you.
Right.
Thank you for what you're doing. It's amazing.
And I've heard people say, you know what? ringing the bell. I saw so-and-so. I haven't seen them in years.
There you go.
And it's that connection.
Okay.
If it wasn't for me ringing the bells, I wouldn't have seen that person.
Right.
It is so fun. We've had so many different types of groups coming out.
Sure.
We're going to have, my wife and I are going to be out there occasionally bringing our horns out there, weather permitting. And, there are other groups. I mean, last year when I was in Oshkosh, we actually had a trained pig come out for a day and it was taught how to ring a bell.
You got to be kidding me. This is great.
It was so funny. And
well, anything to put a little fun in it too, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
Exactly. It does lighten the spirit. That's for sure.
It does. You guys, are you still doing the Friday night dances?
We are.
Okay.
We are. This Friday, last Friday we just had one.
Okay, got it.
And then we're going to have one. So the first Friday of every month.
Okay.
We will be out there and... I try to get my wife on the dance floor, but she has opinions on that. So,
I love it.
And she's excited to be back. My wife was born and raised in Holland. And so she's back. Yeah, she hasn't been back for 42 years.
Oh my gosh!
And so she is loving coming back home to West Michigan, like you would not even believe. She took me blueberry picking this summer.
Did she
took
really?
Me apple picking. This
I
summer.
Love this.
All
That's
the things
awesome.
That she grew up with,
you were able to do.
We were able to do so far, yeah.
How many families are going to be helping this Christmas? Because you always help area families as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, without a doubt. Christmas, this year we're anticipating helping close to 300 families.
And that's with toys and stuff, right?
Toys, yes. We have a toy shop, and so already we're getting a lot of people signing up now.
You are.
And I would say to your listeners, if you know of families who are in need of Christmas assistance, need help with toys, you know, come to the Salvation Army, call the Salvation Army, talk to our favorite person, Rebecca.
She's awesome.
And she will hook you all up. It is going to be bigger than last year. The ask is already outpacing where we were at the same time last year.
Wow.
So, we do provide gift cards for families for food for Christmas time
as
well.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So I know you always need stuff in your pantry. That's
yes.
always a given. Don't ever question, you know, I wonder if they need some. You always need stuff in your pantry. Can people also donate toys for this cause to you guys?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
They can bring new toys.
New toys,
new unwrapped toys. We do have an angel tree. We do have
Wonderful.
Angel trees coming up. And
okay.
so we do have that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Walmart is one of them. We have several others.
Okay.
And if you want to know where those are, I can give you a list a little later. And
sure.
you can promote those.
Sure.
We also have like little counter kettles for people all throughout town.
Oh,
you'll see them on the thing.
Okay,
yep.
good
We're
going to
try every little thing we could possibly do.
Okay.
So know that the toys are needed, donations are needed.
Right.
Because if we can't get enough toys, guess what? We have to buy them.
Right. And then that takes money away from helping people with bills and things like that.
Yeah. And which is helping people because,
yes, right,
you know.
Right.
So it's all cycled, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's all in the cycle of helping.
Yeah.
But that's it. And it's coming up and it's coming way fast.
I know it is.
It is coming way fast.
It really, really is. 2 hours of your time is not a lot of time. And ringing that bell, whether, you know, you're in a store or you're outside on Washington on Fortino's, I'm telling you, it'll be the best thing that you've done this holiday season. And the kettle is a huge fundraiser for you guys, the red kettles.
It is our biggest fundraiser.
There you go.
At Christmas time. It really sets the pace for the whole year for us.
Wow.
And I know many people have gotten our mail appeals already in the mail. You know, that's part of it. And I know that people say, I get too many of those. Know that we are going out trying to get the money to serve those who are in need.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you can't give, we totally get it. We totally understand.
Right.
So
right.
don't feel bad throwing those away. But if you can afford a dollar or $5 or $50 or whatever. You know, if you can swing that, we know that it would go to a worthy family, a family in need, and a family who's hurting. So that would be a grateful thing. I truly believe. You know, I grew up in the inner city of Chicago. I grew up as a street kid. If it wasn't for the Salvation Army, I don't know where I would be. And so in a way, this is me paying it forward to helping those who are in need. Because if it wasn't for the Army, I would literally not know where I am. And they showed me that I could be better than I was aiming to be at the time. So that's what we try to do with those that are under our care. We try to show them that they can be better than they are settling to be. And so that's what we try to do.
There you go. Thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.